Coronation Wives by Lizzie Lane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Janet saw Henry waving from his two-seater sports car outside the Odeon cinema and knew she'd be going home alone.
"He can't resist me,"
said a gleeful Dorothea, squeezing her arm, before galloping off down the steps on four-inch heels. Feeling less than happy, Janet followed. Yet again, Dorothea's fiancé had turned up when least expected, his hair slick, his chin shiny, and his hands everywhere. "Like a scene from an X-rated film," Janet muttered to herself, then called,
"Good night, sweethearts,"
and headed up Union Street.
"You don't have to go,"
Dorothea shouted after her. Janet glanced over her shoulder. Her friend had not disengaged herself from Henry's lascivious embrace. Of course she had to go. Playing gooseberry was not her idea of fun.
"It's a fine night, and I fancy a walk,"
she lied, although the sky was turning leaden, and a cold breeze was sending discarded ice lolly papers dancing in a circle on the pavement.
"Are you sure?"
"Course I am.
Sorry about this."
"Rubbish," Janet muttered. "Flattery will get Henry everything he wants." Right on cue, she heard him say,
"Darling, you look just like Doris Day. I could eat you."
She almost ran up Union Street, in case they heard her laughing. An article in Moviegoer had remarked that Doris Day was...